For the first time since 2015, former golf world number one Tiger Woods will be competing at the US Masters. The winner of four green jackets hasn't won at the famous Augusta course since 2005. But after two successive top five finishes on the US Tour, a fifth Masters title may not be out of his reach. Years of personal turmoil and two back surgeries have seen the 42-year-old slip off the radar as he chases a 15th major title. Woods admits his struggles have been difficult to deal with.
It's been a tough road. I've described a little bit of it, you know, the pain of just sitting there and the amount of times that I've fallen because my leg didn't work or just had to lay on the ground for extended periods of times. Those were some really dark times.
Defending champion Sergio Garcia of Spain goes into the tournament in a very different frame of mind. After breaking through for his first major last year, he's delighted to be in the position of reigning champion.
This is my first time defending a major and a green jacket, so it's new to me. But, you know, I'll try to go through the things that I know help me and, you know, hopefully get off to a good start, decent start, and really enjoy the week. But no matter what, this week is going to be amazing. And the most beautiful thing about it is that, you know, I get to play the Masters until I can't walk. So that's pretty cool.
There's a blockbuster of an English Premier League game on Saturday night with the Merseyside derby between Everton and Liverpool, always an intense match to watch. Liverpool will be favoured to win, especially after the Reds hit top form against Manchester City in their UEFA Champions League tie on Thursday. Despite the 3-0 victory, though, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp was angry at the thought his side has to play two such important games just 2 days apart.
That will be really tough. Well, probably Everton is they're more happy about the game than we are. So, and that's not fair, to be honest. Being in an international competition should not cause you problems. That should be something good.
SBS has live coverage of that match from Goodison Park from 9 p.m. It's a big weekend for the Melbourne Storm in the NRL, with two significant milestones to be marked when they play the West Tigers on Saturday. Coach Craig Bellamy will coach his 400th game in the NRL, while Ryan Hoffman will play his 250th match. Bellamy is weighing up whether to extend his contract with the defending premiers beyond this season.
Still having a bit of a think about, about the future. So, like I say, hopefully soon I'll make some sort of decision. But at the moment, we're just sort of focused on the footy, and hopefully, we can, just start doing a few things a little bit better than what we have been doing.
In the AFL this weekend, Carlton and Collingwood begin round three on Friday night when they clash at the MCG. There's plenty of pressure on Collingwood and coach Nathan Buckley after the club lost its opening two matches of the season. Pressure is a part and parcel of elite sport, and this week, former Collingwood star Travis Cloke has opened up about the reasons for his retirement from the sport. Speaking on the Don't Argue podcast, he explained that his mental health issues began to take a toll towards the end of his career.
So I was sitting there in the change rooms one day, finished weights, training in the morning, just sitting there and I just broke down. Called me manager, called my old man and said, don't know footies for me anymore. And they both were, what do you mean? What are you talking about? It's an unusual conversation to have. Do I know exactly what was wrong? No. Am I perfect now? No, probably never will. But at the same time, I'm in a place which is good.
The big horse race this weekend takes place at Randwick in Sydney, when the $3 million Doncaster will be run over 1,600 metres. The James Cummings-trained Kamentari is the pre-race favourite. And in the A-League this weekend, it's a battle for the minor placings with just two rounds to go. Sydney has already won the Premier's plate, while Newcastle Jets have also sealed second spot on the ladder. One of the most important matches in the race for the top six is the battle between the seventh-place Western Sydney Wanderers and Brisbane Roar, which currently occupy sixth place. That match kicks off at 5:35 p.m. on Saturday. And in Super Rugby, the Melbourne Rebels will enjoy a bye, sitting on top of the Australian Conference after four wins and two defeats to start the season. The second-place New South Wales Waratahs will look to close the gap when they take on Japanese franchise the Sunwolves in Tokyo on Saturday afternoon. And there's a tough match ahead for the third-place Queensland Reds on Saturday evening when they take on the ACT Brumbies.